It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. Hello all, hope you didn't have too much turkey this past week. This is episode 40 of Taylor Talk. I am Adam.
I'm Diane.
And Haley.
Hey ladies, it is November 25th, 2012, and we're recording for you. Woohoo! So, Haley.
Yes, sir.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nose.
Knows who?
I knows plenty more knock, knock jokes, so don't you worry your pretty little mind.
Oh my gosh, it's the return of the Adam jokes.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You guys thought they were gone, but you brought them back.
I know, everybody thought they were rid of my jokes. I'll spontaneously throw them in an episode or two here and there. But for this episode, let's start with the calendar. On November 29th, which is in just a couple days, Taylor's going to be performing at the ARIA Awards in Sydney, Australia, which, correct me if I'm wrong, she's in Australia now, right?
She is.
Yes.
She's already there. Cool. December 1st, a couple days after that, is Kiss FM's Jingle Ball 2012 at the Nokia Theater in Los Angeles. Taylor Swift is going to be performing on Saturday. Then on December 7th is Z100's Jingle Ball at Madison Square Garden in New York City. December 10th is the American Country Awards. Taylor's nominated for Artist of the Year, Best Female Artist, Single Artist of the Year, Best Female Single, and Best Female Video. So go to theacas.com and vote for Taylor. Make sure she wins those awards. Then finally, January 9th is the People's Choice Awards. She's got three nominations, Favorite Female Artist, Favorite Country Artist, and Favorite Song for We Are Never, Ever, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together. The show's going to be airing, like I said, on January 9th, 2013 on CBS. Go vote at peopleschoice.com/PCA/vote. And that's it for the immediate upcoming calendar. So, Diane, give us some news.
Thank you for that, Adam. Like you said earlier, Taylor Swift is currently abroad. Earlier this week, she appeared on the Tsukuri Morning Show in Japan. Sorry if I didn't say that right. And on that show, she performed We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. And this morning, November 25th, Taylor Swift appeared on the Today Show in Australia. And you can watch both of those video interviews on our episode guide. Taylor was featured on the cover of Parade magazine, where she talked about the holidays, as well as her take on true love. Taylor said, "I know how many people I've said I love you to. I could probably count it up, but I don't feel like it. Part of me feels you can't say you were truly in love if it didn't last. If I end up getting married and having kids, that's when I'll know it's real, because it lasted."
Aww. Now, Taylor was filming the music video for I Knew You Were Trouble, which is supposedly rap. She started filming after the AMAs in LA when she was spotted running around train tracks and getting piggyback rides from Reeve Carney, which is the male lead in the new music video. Reeve Carney is famous for playing Peter Parker in the Broadway musical Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark. No word yet on when the video will be released. So Taylor Swift is now an official certified artist on Vevo. According to Scott Reach of Vevo, he says, "Taylor Swift is having an incredible month. Her album Red released to fantastic numbers, and she is now an official certified artist. I don't think there could be a better time for Vevo to announce that three of her biggest hits have surpassed the 100 million views mark."
Holy, lots of views. So before we roll into the rest of the episode, I just wanted to do a recap of last week because we got some feedback from a listener. Woohoo! Yay, feedback. So if you guys remember correctly, we discussed Holy Ground, or well, the ladies did. It was an all-girls episode, minus Haley. Haley, where were you?
I had to take care of my kid.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I'll excuse you for that one. But our ladies had an in-depth discussion, did you not, Diane, about who the song was about? And if I remember correctly from when I listened to it, Maya said it stressed her out because she couldn't figure this song out.
It stressed us all out. We were having issues, but this listener seems to have a theory. So do you want to read what they wrote?
Yeah, so Forever Enchanted 13 on Taylor Connect said, "I may or may not have found a little connection between Holy Ground and Last Kiss, which we pretty much for sure know is about Joe." The quotes from the song include the line, Tonight I'm gonna dance for all that we've been through, but I don't want to dance if I'm not dancing with you. That, of course, being from Holy Ground. And then there's a quote in Last Kiss saying, I'm not much for dancing, but for you, I did.
I like that.
I definitely see the connection between the two, talking about how this seems to be the only individual she wants to dance with. So, great theory from Forever Enchanted 13 on Taylor Connect. Thanks for sending that in. Haley, did you have a comment on that? I feel like I'm talking right now and just rambling.
You are talking right now, rambling.
Yeah, but you took everything I said, so I'm going to go sit in the corner.
Adam just speaks, like, for us, and you just, you know.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You're just the voice of the podcast, Adam. How does that make you feel?
Aw, thanks. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Oh, really?
You're so kind.
I didn't think it was that nice. Okay. Maybe we should move on and stop picking on Adam.
All right. Actually, wait a second. As long as we're recapping last week's episode, I did listen to the episode, and I'd like to thank my lady co-hosts for so kindly referring to the nice shape my behind takes in a certain set of jeans.
So was that the nicest thing anyone's ever said about you?
That was the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me. Next to, yeah. So I'd like to thank you again, Diane. Belle and Maya, hopefully you're listening right now. Thank you. Thank you. Haley, I'm going to thank you too, because if you were on the episode, you would compliment my nicely shaped behind as well.
Sure.
All right, whatever. Before we go too crazy here, let's move on to our first mini segment. If Swifties rule the world / you know you're a Swiftie when. First one is, you know you're a Swiftie when you still give your friends hand hearts, even though they roll their eyes and say, Taylor Swift again? And that was from 13 Love Story 13 on Taylor Connect.
I would say keep doing that. This next one comes from Abby from Melbourne, Australia. And she says, if Swifties ruled the world, no one would ever be afraid of Friday the 13th. Like, ever.
I never was afraid.
Ooh, fun fact, though. Next year, not this year, but next year, Taylor's birthday is Friday the 13th, 2013.
Oh, awesome.
I know, cool, right?
That's kind of perfect.
She's going to have the best birthday ever. And the next one comes from Swizzle Julie from Twitter. You know you're a Swiftie when you keep all Taylor-related receipts, like when you bought her CDs or t-shirts.
Why do you keep them? Do you want to take them back at a later time?
Are you planning on returning them?
Probably just to know when she bought them. I've never done it. I've heard.
Or they're just souvenirs.
Sure.
All right, next one. You know you're a Swiftie when you lose all respect for someone when they don't put Taylor Swift in their # top 10 greatest voices. And that was from @Swift_lover on Twitter.
And our last one comes from Madison and Kelsey via email. They say, you know you're a Swiftie when you can pick out a Taylor Swift song on the radio, even though you've only heard literally a second of it.
I've done that.
And then that's followed by Screaming Girls.
Yes.
When you can hear, like, the first note of it, and you're like, Taylor's on!
I know this girl.
Quick thing. My daughter and I went out to dinner the other night, and barely walking up to the restaurant, I could hear Taylor Swift playing, and it was just, like, the music. I couldn't hear the words yet, but I was like, Taylor Swift!
That's funny. That's cool. So, thanks for sending in all those submissions. Please keep them coming for future episodes. You can contact us, obviously, on Twitter, as many of you do. Also, via email, voicemail, Taylor Connect, and Facebook. I have trouble listing those. So many. This week's song analysis is going to be on the song 22. That was a special request by two listeners, which is why it got picked. So, thank you to 13 Love Story 13 on Taylor Connect, as well as Forever Enchanted 13 on Taylor Connect, for asking us to do this song analysis, because 22 is my absolute favorite song on Red. So I'm really excited about this one.
Is it really? I didn't know that was your favorite song.
I have lots of favorite songs.
It's one of my faves.
It's definitely a good track.
It's really, really, really catchy. It's a lot of fun. I really like listening to it. I like rocking out to it. That's what makes it one of my favorite songs on the album, is I prefer the songs I can rock out to. So, like, when I'm listening to Red, My red basically consists of State of Grace, We Are Never Getting Back Together, 22, Stay, 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 and The Lucky One.
Not red? You like red.
Oh, and red, sorry. Yeah. It's pretty much the upbeat songs that I can rock out to, and I'm like, yeah!
So it's basically every other song on the CD. So you go from one song that's slower to the next song that's happy, and then you skip over the next one and go to the next one that's happy.
Yeah, but I am definitely definitely guilty of having 22 on repeat on several different occasions.
Is that because you like to dress up like hipsters with your best friends?
Oh, totally. I actually keep my hipster glasses in my car in the center console, so that way when 22 comes on, I can put them on and be like, it feels like... Yeah, okay. I'll spare your ears. Actually, you want to know something funny? Is the real reason I keep those glasses in my car?
Because you look good in them?
What?
Because you look good in them?
Besides that, I mean, I do look strikingly handsome in those glasses. But it's actually because what happened was, okay, so by profession, I'm a homeschool teacher for two homeschooled students, high school students. And on Halloween, I came in dressed up as a nerdy teacher and I was wearing those glasses. And they said the glasses make me look more like a real teacher. So now I keep them in my car and I'll bust them out from time to time and be like, I'm a real teacher now.
Yes, because glasses always make you look smarter.
Of course they do.
They do.
So let's dig into the meaning of the song.
Okay, why don't we start out with what Taylor says the song is about. I don't know if you guys have watched the video stories behind the songs, but you all should, because it's basically like Taylor going through each song on Red and talking about what it's about. So I'll just go ahead and read the quote about 22. She says, I wanted to write a song about what my summer had been like with my friends, with that kind of attitude of like, we are in our 20s and we don't know anything and it's awesome. And it's kind of fun to embrace that. And I gotta say, it's one of the biggest choruses on the record.
Okay. I like it. I dig it. It's cool. Definitely one of the biggest choruses on the record. I would agree with that. Because when the chorus starts, cool. Rock it out.
You have to dance.
Right? You know, what I kind of like about it, too, is, you know, in past episodes with other songs that we've analyzed, we've gone so in depth into their song meanings, and they really have these deep, emotionally rooted meanings. I mean, was Holy Ground one of them last week? Is that the conclusion you came to?
That was pretty
good. Okay, that, State of Grace, just these really deep songs. And this one is so lighthearted and fun. I don't even really think it has any sort of deep emotional meaning. It's just about having fun.
I think everything it's about is what she wrote about, so we don't have to dig deeper into them. She put it on the surface for us in this song.
Right. It's very literal. It's very just, I'm partying with my friends, having a slumber party, having fun. Woohoo.
But the thing that I find interesting about this is she decided to write it with co-writers. She wrote it with Max Martin and Shellback. And I think it's interesting that she chose to write this song with them because it's about herself partying with her friends. And it seems kind of girly, so I don't really know why she would have guys write with her for this song. Like, it just seems like an interesting choice to me. What do you guys think of that?
That's a good question, why she chose to have a co-writer. I mean, I believe she said in a video she got the idea. Was it a video interview or a written interview? They all blend together at this point, don't they?
Pretty much Taylor Swift said it.
Yeah, Taylor Swift said it. Something that she did start this song by herself and then went into the studio and told Martin and Shellback what she was working on, and they developed it together. Am I accurate on that? Like I said, these interviews are all blending together too for me.
It sounds familiar to me too.
Yeah, so maybe it's just really because I don't know. I can't think of the reason. That's a good question.
Sorry, I stumped you.
What?
I said sorry. I stumped you. I didn't mean to like back you in a corner.
You're hurting my brain.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I just feel like there are some lines in this song that aren't very Taylor.
Like what?
When she says, who's Taylor Swift anyway? Ew. Like, that sounds like something on a more, like, pop radio top 20 type song. You know what I mean?
Yes. I know exactly what you mean.
Like a Justin Bieber, like a Kesha.
Right. No, you're right. With, like, the dialogue in the song. Yeah. However, she has several songs with the dialogue in it on this album,
like,
which is a new
thing. We are never ever
to
getting back together. And did she write that with Max Martin and Shellback, too?
Yes.
So they like having dialogue in a song.
So they have some influence on her. However, that one line has become probably one of the most, if not the most, popular line off this entire album. I see it all over Twitter all the time.
I do too, because you tweeted it the other day.
I think it's just funny because the line before, it's too many cool kids who say, who is Taylor Swift anyway?
Yeah.
When she's just such a big artist.
I think what that's referring to, though, and I'm glad you pointed out that line, is it actually reminds me of an episode of Family Guy. Do you guys watch that?
No, but you can tell us about it.
Okay, so Brian is the family dog who is smarter than all the dog or all the people in the family, right? And he can talk. And so there was an episode with Rush Limbaugh in it, who is a super conservative, and Brian the dog is supposed to be super liberal. And then he becomes like best friends with Rush Limbaugh. And the idea behind it is it took place during while Obama was in office, which is still. And so all of a sudden, Brian, who was a liberal before, became a conservative. And his quote-unquote mom, his pet owner, says that you just have to go with whatever is not in power at that moment. So when Republicans were in office, he was a Democrat. And when Democrats were in office, he was a Republican. And so that's what it reminds me of, is like the cool kids, just because Taylor Swift's popular, they're like...
they're going against it.
That, yes.
So does that kind of tie into the hipster line? Like, they don't want to go with the main culture thing. They want to go with it.
Yeah, because hipsters do that.
Exactly. Pound it.
Thanks.
You got a long distance pound through the computer there.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I?
That was a good point output. That was a really long, drawn-out explanation to say something really simple, and I apologize for that. But that's kind of what I was thinking of, and what it actually reminded me of, is people that think it's cool to go against what is popular, which is exactly what hipsters are going for, I think. I don't know. What's a hipster?
I don't know an actual hipster. I just know people that make fun of hipsters.
I've seen a couple. I haven't really talked to them, but mostly they're like, they're not hippies, but they're like cooler hippies, kind of. They dress better than hippies did back in the 70s.
And they take showers, right?
And they take showers.
Oh, that's good.
And their dress is more modern, but the biggest thing is the glasses.
So, do you know what line I actually kind of like that I think is funny? Is at the beginning when she talks about making fun of our exes, because to me, and you ladies can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not a female myself, but to me, that captures the essence of what a girl's night is.
You do talk about boys. Like, we do. Yes, it may be a girl's night, but guys are still present in the conversation, like, 90% of the time.
Okay, so...
And it's not necessarily that we just make fun of them. We could be bashing them or actually, like...
talking about them, girly or crying about them,
but...
OMG, he's so dreamy.
Not about your ex. You don't say that about your ex.
Oh, you don't say that about the ex. I'm sorry. I'm not well-versed in female. you'll have to teach me one day.
Okay.
Gotta learn to speak female. But digging into that idea of that girl's night is the hidden message of the song from, you know, the lyrics on the album cover. What do they call that thing? The album insert?
You can call it whatever you want. I think people know
the booklet.
Yeah, booklet.
The booklet.
The
okay.
Booklet.
The hidden message is Ashley, Diana, Claire, and Selena, who, for those of you who live under a rock, those are the girls Taylor is always talking about on Twitter, being Selena Gomez, Diana Agron. How do you
Aragon? Argon?
The girl from Glee.
Yeah.
Ashley Abignal. Anyone?
I don't know who she is.
Haley.
I don't know.
You don't know either.
We don't know who she is.
And Claire Kisslinger. So those are Taylor's four besties. And the hidden message of the song. So that's it. I don't know what to say. I mean, it pretty much speaks for itself.
Well, over the summer, she tweeted a lot of pictures with her and those girls playing dress up. And I believe Diana had a circus themed birthday party that they tweeted pictures from. So when I hear this song, I think about those pictures in my head. And that's probably what Taylor was thinking about when she wrote this song. Just all those good times she had with her girlfriends.
That's probably exactly it, yeah. Because she said it was about hanging out with her friends over the summer, did she not?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I just noticed? Since there's four names kind of in the hidden message, and the one of the pre-chorus, it says, "We're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time." For a while, I just thought that was, like, all the feelings that you were having in the same one. But I just noticed, like, it could go with each one of the girls, like, how they were feeling at that time.
Haley, like, you are the smartest person I've ever met.
I wonder if that lines up with the order that she put the names in.
Maybe. So you think Ashley is happy, Diana is free, Claire is confused, and Selena's lonely?
Selena is not lonely.
Wasn't lonely.
No, Selena is okay. Maybe.
It is miserable and magical, oh yeah. I don't know if she put that much thought into it where she lined it up like that.
I mean, probably not, because it probably just had to go with where the letters fit, too.
Sure.
That's true. So, Diana, do you have a favorite lyric?
Diana is in the hidden message. You're getting all confused.
It's okay. A lot of people call me that. My favorite lyric is at the end of verse 2. It says, "It seems like one of those nights we ditch the whole scene and end up dreaming instead of sleeping." One, I like that line, the way Taylor sings it in the song. It just seems really powerful and it's fun. And then I know exactly what that's like. Like, hanging out with your friends, staying up late, talking, and you just lose track of time, and suddenly it's like 4:30 in the morning, and you just haven't slept yet. It's just a good time. That's why I like that. Haley, what's your favorite lyric?
My favorite lyric is, "It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers."
Yeah.
Because how many times do you guys go out to, like, Denny's or another 24-hour breakfast place and just goof off the entire time while you're there? I see it all the time.
I see that, too. One of my best friends likes to flirt with waiters, so that's just what it reminds me of.
Last time I went out and did that, I had a freaking blast. It was a zombie crawl night, and so the whole place was dressed up like zombies. And I think my table was the only one that wasn't.
That would be kind of creepy.
And we ended up throwing ketchup packets everywhere.
That's funny. So, Adam, do you have a favorite lyric?
Who's Taylor Swift anyway? Ew.
Yeah, I don't think you know who Taylor Swift is.
I have no idea who Taylor Swift is, but there's a reason I do like that line, though, because, you know, we were talking about the meaning of it earlier and the people being too cool for Taylor Swift, and I think it's, you know how Taylor, she kind of likes to take jabs sometimes? Like, the entire song Mean, written at that critic that criticized her.
Mm-hmm.
This whole, who's Taylor Swift anyway, ew, feels like it's just taking a jab at people who think they're too cool to listen to her music. And I like that. I like that sassy streak that Taylor has in her sometimes.
Yeah, I can see it.
You guys don't agree with me, do you?
I just don't like that line as much as you do.
Why?
I don't like ew in songs. I don't like that scoff. But that's just like a personal thing. There's no rationality for it. I just don't have the same connection to it as you do. But that's okay. We all have our own opinions.
Okay.
I just think this whole song is really fun and upbeat.
It is fun. Okay, I do have to say something. So Taylor Swift has a concert in San Diego on August 15th, which is my birthday. And my next birthday is when I turn 22. So I really want to go to that show in San Diego and listen to this song live on my 22nd birthday.
So you could be like, I'm feeling 22! So who do you think, this kind of confuses me a little bit, but I have a hunch. You know, she has a line, I gotta have you, I gotta have you. The last line in the song, she's like, gotta have you. Or something like that.
Yeah, it's exactly how
it feels like one of those nights, you look like bad news, I gotta have you.
See, that's another thing where I feel like it's the influence from Max Martin and Shellback, because that does sound like a line that would be in like a Kesha song or Maroon 5, you know, whatever, just something that's on the top 20. And it doesn't seem very Taylor to me. Like, I don't think Taylor walks around at clubs and be like, that guy looks like bad news, I want him. I mean, maybe she does as a joke.
Well, that's what I thought about at first, is that maybe it's about a guy, and you're like, well, what guy? This song is about partying with your girlfriends. And then it occurred to me, maybe that's what it's talking about, is I gotta have you as referring to her friend. She's gotta have her friends by her side.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know. Haley, do you have an opinion on that line? Because it baffles me a little bit.
It's always confused me, and I still haven't really... You've made some sense to me tonight.
Glad I could do that for you.
Adam makes some sense. Accomplishment.
Yeah. It's an improvement to me.
Yeah, I think that's the only line that baffles me, because overall this song's really straightforward. It's just dance party song, which is why I love it so much. It's because I can rock out to it. But I really don't think it has a deep story like some of the other songs, which is why I think this discussion's a little bit shorter than some of the episodes, because there's not really much digging we can do, is there? Even the secret message is obvious. So...
Yeah, but I think it's fine for Taylor to have a lighthearted song on an album.
Oh, definitely. I give it an absolute two ginormous thumbs up for being my favorite song on the album.
I would have to agree. Two thumbs up.
Haley?
two big thumbs.
It's unanimous. It's our first song that has unanimously gotten two thumbs up from all our hosts.
All three of us tonight.
That's why we gotta keep Belle and Maya away.
All three.
Actually, Adam, so, I think usually we're the dissenters.
Shh. No. My opinion's always right. That's why it's called an opinion.
Mm.
Yeah. So, this week's What Would Taylor Do is a voicemail from Madison. So, let's hear from Madison.
Hey, it's Madison. What would Taylor do if she was stuck in a koala cage with Grant?
That's a really funny one.
One, she would be playing with the koalas.
I think, you know, I think what she, what the background of that story is earlier this week when they got to Australia, or were going to Australia, Taylor tweeted something about how Grant would inevitably be referring to all the koalas in Australia as panda bears, despite everybody else correcting him.
So Grant would say that he was stuck in a cage with a bunch of panda bears, and they would just stand there and argue, and she'd be like, no, Grant, these are koalas. See, they're gray. I'd be like, yep, panda bears.
Panda bears? He'd be all like, I wonder if pandas play guitar.
Maybe I can teach them.
Grant, they're koalas. That'd be a funny scenario for them to be in. How would they end up in a koala cage in the first place?
Well, they are in Australia, so they're around koalas right now.
Right.
They could go to the zoo and end up in a koala cage. I don't know.
I guess. Do you know what's sad? When I was in Australia as a kid, we went to a place that had koalas, and they let me pet the koalas, but they wouldn't let me hold the koala. They said that koalas have very fragile rib cages, and they wouldn't let me hold the koala because they said I could hurt it.
They probably just thought you would hurt it.
If there's any listeners in Australia, can you fill me in? Do koalas have delicate rib cages? Bizarre question. I know. So, Haley, what would Taylor do if she was stuck in a koala cage with Grant?
Play with them and make see if she can make them fetch after Grant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're small and gray. They kind of look like Meredith. She could teach him to fetch.
If Taylor had to choose between a pet koala and Meredith, who would she pick?
Meredith.
Okay.
Who would you pick?
Koala.
I would pick the koala.
That's because you're allergic to cats.
Yeah, and?
It's the safe bet.
Okay. So, thanks for Madison for sending us in that voicemail. Remember, we love to hear from you guys, so if you want to leave us a voicemail, visit taylortalk.org. Click the link on the side that says, leave a voicemail. Simple as that. Leave us a voicemail. It's fun. You get to hear yourself on the show. You get to join us. It's all loads of fun. So go do it. Yeah. And then our last and final segment on the show for this episode. This is a really short episode. Is what are Swifties listening to? And at @Swift_lover on Twitter said that Swifties are listening to the song My Heart Is by Tiffany Alvord. Have you guys heard it?
I have heard it. I've watched the video for the song, too. It's cute. It's interesting. It was filmed at a tennis court, which is, I think, is a very different location to have a music video.
Well, what's interesting about that, earlier in the episode, I was talking about how I homeschooled two students. The reason they're homeschooled, they're competitive tennis players, and they actually play in the clinic that Tiffany Alford filmed that music video at. Isn't that weird?
Small world.
Yeah. So they were not actually in the video themselves. I don't think they were playing there quite yet. But it was kind of cool that Tiffany did it, because it's called the No Quit Academy. And I guess they have some sort of foundation. They raise money for underprivileged kids to get to play tennis and things like that. So it's pretty cool that she did that with them. And it's a catchy song, too. So we'll put that music video up on the episode guide of episode 40 for you guys to watch on TaylorTalk.org. Thumbs up. So, for those of you diehard listeners, I apologize for this being a short episode, but I promise I'll make it up to you next week with not just one, but two knock-knock jokes.
Oh my gosh, get ready, guys.
Don't act like you're not excited.
A big week coming next week. Adam's making more jokes.
I gotta live up to the hype. I'll have to come up with two more knock-knock jokes next week. But for now, this has been episode 40, discussing the song 22. I am Adam.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Haley.
Saying have a great day, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys. Virtual hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.